new questions for former President Trump tonight. A House committee releasing handwritten notes that appear to show the former president pressuring the Justice Department to declare the 2020 election corrupt. The former president then saying, quote, leave the rest to me.
Nigga, is you taking notes on a criminal fucking conspiracy? What the fuck is you thinking, man?
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Look Forward. I'm your host, Jay. I'm here with someone, our co-host this week, Andy? Oh, shit.
Why hello there.
I should have played the glass breaking music for Stone Cold Steve Austin.
No, because then I would have to have two beers and smash them together and pour them all over my face.
This seems like a waste at home. Dad, no, what the fuck are you doing? Shut up, son. I'm recording a podcast about politics.
I just want to drink this one, actually. It's been one of those kind of weeks. Yes, I am. Sorry for making you have to deal with Brad. Good Lord. I have been attempting to purchase a home, which means, and if you've ever bought a home, not in the town where you already live, you have to make a lot of trips, as it turns out. So I've been bouncing back and forth, but hopefully
Nobody's!
By the end, thank you. Hopefully by the end of this, hopefully by the end of this this month, I will be a resident of Elko in a neighborhood that gets real internet, which is. Well. Which is the main thing. We're doing this move mostly for Jay, but also because I don't want to live in Winnemuck anymore. But yes, we're going to be moving to Elko, Nevada, a town so big it has a Home Depot.
I mean, that's a moderate size town. Now, what you're not telling people is that you live in a the house that you're buying is a mansion. It is. You are a part of the 4%, the top 4%.
Sure.
Yeah. See?
I'm Northern Nevada rich.
I don't know what that means, but I know what that means. I feel like I know.
Wait, you have a house that's not a trailer? What?
You are North Nevada rich.
Northern Nevada. Yeah, no, we've got it has a yard. An offense.
Yeah, look at you. This guy thinks he's better than you guys.
Yeah, it's not a house that's on wheels that can be hauled away.
My house got repossessed.
Where is it? I have no idea.
Wait, you mean foreclosed? Nope, I mean repossessed. They came and took it.
Oh. Well,
no, it's actually good. It's a neighborhood I've literally had my eye on for 2 years, like waiting.
It's a nice house.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's, you know, it's typical suburban home. It is not a towering monstrosity like you live in or anything.
I do not live in it. No, I hate those. I hate those houses. I'm one of those weird people who is like not a fan of that sort of traditional housing architecture. I find it to be boring.
Yeah, Jay lives in a modest 8-bedroom.
Can you imagine if I lived in a house that small? That's crazy. 8 bedrooms. Where would I put all my dollar bills? That's crazy.
Wait, so what? My dog only gets one room? That's ridiculous.
I'm leaving my fortune to my cat and my goldfish. No, it's really funny. My wife and I had a conversation about, pretty seriously about selling our house and just building a house, that's what we want to do. But we're like weirdos, right? Like we're really into the whole idea of using shipping containers to build a house. I don't know if you've ever seen those, like really modern houses made out of those things. They're amazing. We're not doing it. I'll send you some pictures. You laugh now. It ain't no fucking repossessed trailer. I'll tell you that. I'll tell you what.
How many shipping containers are you?
Oh yeah, no. You need more than two.
Oh okay.
No, you need like a number of them.
Okay. I'm like, how weirdo yuppie are you going to get with this?
Oh, no. Like, I mean, it's me. So think about it. It's good. It ain't, again, it's not going to be some, ain't going to be like, oh, we just put two of them together and that's it. Like, nah, fuck that.
I at least need space to park my five cars. Come on now.
I mean, again, you're saying it like a joke, but no. No, there's some pretty amazing ones actually. So that's something we want to do eventually, but it's like,
that's, you know, interesting.
Who's got the money? Not me. So yeah,
you had money to do jackassy shit like this, and then you thought, hey, you know what would be fun? Let's have a kid. Where'd the money go? What happened to the money?
Yeah. What an idiot I was. I used to be rich. I was never rich.
No, but you were, I mean, of the group here, of there's a definite noticeable difference in expendable income between those of us who had children and those who did not.
That's 100%. Yeah. I was like, what are you guys even doing, you fools? Then I was like, oh, I've made a terrible mistake.
What do you mean you can't afford to do all this ludicrous shit that I do? And then you fucked around and you found out.
Yeah, no, it was fine. It was fine.
No.
Yeah. Here, I'm gonna send you an image of one of these things right now. This is pretty fucking dope. But anyway, no, it's good to have you back. I had to suffer through being on a show with a man who, instead of having the obnoxious Salt Life bumper sticker, he has Smug Life on the back of his car, Brad, for weeks.
In all seriousness, I quite enjoy listening to a Jay and Brad podcast. So I hope that the listeners feel the same.
And, they don't. they do. I've been emailed multiple times every week. Jesus Christ, what are we doing here
again?
This fucking guy.
Tired of the Brad factor.
This guy fucking sucks. His smugness is just destroying everything. No, Brad's always very good. He's always good. We're just giving you a hard time. All right. So there is plenty of things to talk about. So we're going to jump right in. Obviously, based on that cold open, you got the famous Stringer Bell. You're taking notes on a criminal conspiracy. But that is, in fact, what happened. So Trump is in kind of big trouble. I'm very interested to see if anything actually happens from this. But basically, Trump was like, look, I'm going to just go ahead and write a hand note to the Department of Justice saying, why don't you just declare the election corrupt and leave it to me and the Republicans in the Senate? Or Republican congressman, he said. No evidence, no nothing, just leave it to me. Like, don't worry. All I need you to do is to say it, and then I'll put, you know, I'll put this into motion. Basically, you know, calling the election into question, and then hopefully making it so much into question that, you know, maybe people will try to do an insurrection or worse, right? Just overturn it outright or try to overturn it outright. Look, this is not a small thing. This is a huge thing. I am amazed that this guy like wrote this shit down on a fucking cocktail napkin and sent it over to the DOJ. That's crazy.
It's very interesting because he is like, he was known for not being a guy who wanted there to be a trace of anything, right? Like, you would always shred documents and tear things up, but never wanted any, because he's a fucking criminal, right? Like, he's like,
yeah,
a big time, he's a crime dude. He's hella into crimes. And, he didn't ever want there to be evidence around, you know, due to all of the crimes he commits as a massive criminal.
I mean, I get it.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I mean, there's a reason he made it this long without being arrested, right? So,
I mean, he literally said that he doesn't use email because he's known many, many business guys who've lost their shirt because they they put shit in email and it got found out. Not that, hey, you shouldn't do criminal activity. No, you shouldn't use email because then they'll find out about your criminal activity.
You shouldn't. The real problem, because obviously you're going to do crimes. The problem is leaving evidence laying around.
Right. What are you, an idiot? Right. Come on, man. Like, again, how people can hear that and go, I think that guy's hella into crime. They're like, nah, that's just good business. Like,
he's just a businessman. He's totally legitimate.
He's smart. Like, okay, sure. I guess, man. I guess. So yeah, look, him trying to pressure the DOJ into doing this. Ali Velshi made a really good point that I actually take to heart. He said that, like, look, this is not unlike what he did with Ukraine, right? Where he wasn't interested in them actually doing an investigation into Biden and Biden's corruption, you know, quote unquote, so-called corruption. He was more interested in them just announcing that they were doing an investigation so that he could use that as a tactic, as like a cudgel to just beat Biden over the head before he ever entered the race. And this is the same thing.
Because that's how he, quote unquote, won, was just he didn't need Hillary Clinton to be arrested, just like the idea of impropriety to be out there. Right. And so that's he was trying to recreate the exact same thing. And
yeah, exactly.
But went around it in an incredibly cockamamie way and got himself impeached. The first time.
But what's wild, by the way, what's really crazy is that would have probably worked on Joe Biden. And not because Joe Biden is like some uber corrupt person or whatever. Like, I don't buy any of the shit in Ukraine as being legitimate. I think anybody like worth their salt would also agree. But what it would have worked had he not have been, if Trump had not been so corrupted by the power of the presidency, right? Like, if he had, like, why the Hillary Clinton thing worked is because he wasn't on the inside, right? He was pushing from him and his people were pushing from the outside to make it so uncomfortable for people like Comey that they felt the need that they had to say something, right? To like make sure they were even handed, even though they clearly were not even handed. And applying those pressures and like sort of working the refs worked to get Comey to make that announcement. And then like, you know, then it fucking snowballed in those 3 days. But when you're the president, you have access to push the, you know, work the refs in a very, like, a much more forward way. And that was the problem. Like, it was too easy for him to just get in touch with the president of Ukraine, make a diplomatic phone call and say, like, hey, do this thing. Where if he wasn't president, he probably would have just used his, like, you know, Igor and Lev and all those other fucking, you know, thumb breakers. He would have used them from the outside to apply pressure, right? But because he was so insular, that's how he fucked up, because now everyone is recording your calls and listening in. There's too many channels. Like, you don't have enough distance between you and the activities.
Right. And then you're putting the president of Ukraine in a really shitty spot because you very much need the support of the United States so you don't get steamrolled by Russia again, right?
Right.
In an actual live shooting war, which they have had incredibly recently.
Yeah.
So
turns out. Like,
turns out.
It's kind of a big deal, guys. Kind of a big deal. So yeah, it's it is an interesting case. I mean, do you think anything is gonna come of this though?
Well, I mean this investigation's gonna be fucking interesting, but I mean the Republicans are doing everything they can to just be like, partisan witch hunt, as they often do. But yeah, if you're putting like, I think it's going to be yet another thing where everybody just goes back to their corners, right? Because they, by not having the right kinds of Republicans on this thing, you know, the actual people who are involved in the crime, they are they are out ahead of it now, like right-wing media, trying to dismiss this thing. So any findings that come of it, they're going to be able to dismiss out of hand, right? Which they would have been able to do anyway, honestly. Like, it's the thing that I always come back to, which is you cannot change these hearts and minds. You just have to out-organize them. You just have to beat them with pure numbers. Like, are there going to be a couple of people who get their minds changed along the way? Sure. You know, we have seen in the last year, we have seen several like former like total asshole Republicans come around to the idea that like, yeah, no, this Trump shit's no good. Right. And they are still people who you will never agree with politically. They are still people who you would never be on the side of any issue with other than Trump is bad. Right.
Liz Cheney being a perfect example.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. What? Yeah. You will agree with Liz Cheney on one thing total ever.
Yeah, pretty much. Which,
like, that's it. She's, like, the most insanely right-wing person in Congress.
But she's not wrong about him.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
That dope they replaced him with is, like, her voting record is more liberal than Liz Cheney.
But she towed the line. But she towed the line. And that's all that mattered.
She had a fucking hilarious tweet, too.
Oh, is it the one of like, we need to respect Medicare and Medicaid and stop it from the socialists from getting it? Like,
yes, from Elise Stefanik. Today's anniversary of Medicare and Medicaid reminds us to reflect on the critical role these programs have played to protect the healthcare of millions of families. To safeguard our future, we must reject socialist healthcare schemes.
Like, is anybody gonna tell her?
Keep your goddamn government out of my Medicare.
Like, I'm actually impressed by that level of stupidity in a way, right? Like, does she not know? Does she see the tweets and like, oh, fuck, I fucked up? Or does she know and she knows that her people will defend it, like, those kind of stupid statements tooth and nail, right? Like I'm always impressed by whether or not Republicans are like, do Republicans realize what they're saying is stupid, or do they think so low of their constituents that they know that they will defend anything that they say?
I don't know enough about Stefanik to know that, but I could definitely tell you which ones are which from a lot of people I am familiar with, right? Like, Lindsey Graham knows better, right?
Right.
Mitch McConnell knows better. Louie Gohmert, I think he really believes this shit. I honestly do.
I mean, you've been off the show for a while. That dude did advocate for planting more trees to change the Earth's, the rotation of the axis of the Earth. Like, I mean, he did. So.
Marjorie Taylor Greene really believes this shit. Pretty much everybody who was standing on a podium the other day to be like, oh my god, these people are political prisoners. All of those dipshits, they're all bought in. Paul Gosar.
Oh, that guy, that dude's family cut another fucking movie trailer. It was like, our brother is a piece of shit. Fuck that guy. Like, wow.
Do not vote for our dipshit brother. He sucks.
Yeah, whatever, man. I can't imagine, like, my family being like, no, we're going to do an ad. Like, oh, for me? No, against you. Several of them, actually. We fucking hate your guts. Like, wow, dude. Like, if somebody's brothers and sisters don't fuck with them, don't vote for them. Like, don't vote for them.
Right. Like, I can't imagine. Cause like, I got two brothers. I don't agree with them 100% politically on everything. Right. Like my older brother the one you don't encounter for, he despises social media.
Right. He's the, he's like a secret furniture maker.
Yeah. Almost cut his fucking thumb off the other day. Like, all he does now is just injure himself trying to recreate this woodwork he's been working on. He fucking, like, dude,
What are you doing?
He was okay. So he had a saw blade, and he was trying to widen the hole so it would work. It was like the wrong size, and he was trying to widen this.
Just get another saw blade, you psycho!
Right. So he had it clamped down, and he's like trying to drill a hole in the thing. It comes out of the clamp and rockets into his own stomach.
Oh my god!
Which he fixed himself with fucking super glue.
Yeah, that's a man. That's a real
dude,
man right
he's
there.
He's a psychopath. Like, I...
So this is... He's a libertarian,
that
isn't he?
That I am the normal... Yeah, he's like sort of a left-wing libertarian.
Yeah,
you know?
That makes sense.
Like, left-leaning libertarian. But he's definitely like a fuck all government and like like both of the major parties he despises. You know, he hates Republicans for all of the reasons that you should hate Republicans. And then he hates Democrats for being fucking spineless wieners who are not a good enough opposition to the Republicans, you know.
I mean, those are are good reasons to hate Democrats. So
yeah,
one of those guys.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't disagree with that.
the difference between me and him is I still go out and vote for the spineless wiener Democrats. He
right.
has given up on the entire process.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
But yes, so if he was running for something, though. I can't imagine, like, I'm going to cut an ad. This guy sucks. Don't vote for him. He didn't even put on the fucking stab-proof apron when he was drilling a hole in the...
Yeah, you're not gonna run that ad. I'm going to run that ad, but that's not my brother.
Dude, he was doing something else the other day, and his wife comes out and makes him wear this, whatever that cut-proof apron that you're supposed to be wearing when you do that.
Yeah.
While I was talking to him on the phone, she's trying to keep me from cutting myself again, and... I'm like, oh, did you buy one of those since you got cut? And he goes, no, I owned it the whole time. I'm like, what the fuck is the matter with you? But yes, my brother is Ron Swanson, in case you were wondering.
That's all I can see now is Ron Swanson with your face. But yeah, you're not gonna cut an ad.
No, I'm not gonna go cut it. I can't imagine disagreeing with him so much that I'm gonna go out and cut an ad. Don't vote for my brother. He's trash.
Right. Like when people are like, no, Paul Gosar is no, that guy's good. Like, is he? No.
The people
dude.
Who know him best are telling you that he blows.
Yeah, he's fucking the worst. You're like, no, I mean, he's making a lot of sense. Like, no, fuck that guy. So, yeah, look, I'm not sure it goes anywhere. Look, I know where it should go, and we can talk about that real quick. It should go, this guy goes to jail. I mean, there's part of me that thinks that, and I'd venture to say that this is probably correct, right? Which is Joe Biden's Department of Justice, you know, run by Merrick Garland, is like, look, we don't want to have to do anything with this fucking asshole. We're trying to avoid the, you know, look forward, not back type of bullshit. And I think what is happening now is a situation where Trump is not doing this actively, but Trump's behavior and the behavior of the people in his administration is so corrupt that it's almost daring the Democrats to ignore it. Like, you cannot do this. If you ignore this, you will seem like this is a dereliction of duty. And it really is. This is not an excuse or excusing the Obama administration for like not going after the Bush administration. But it's a lot harder to go after the Bush administration on like governmental policies on like how to wage war and what is torture, what isn't torture, and like the means of like changing that on the fly and stuff like that. Look, if it were up to me, I would say full board, fuck those guys, let's go, right? But there are definitely harder legal arguments to be made, right? Like, because like while you're also trying to wage that war and control the military, like there's a lot more nuance to that situation. It doesn't make it right, but there's a lot more nuance to that situation than what this is, which is, they're literally trying to corrupt the election process, and they literally tried to perform a coup, right? Like,
right.
It's not a United States as a united front against a foreign adversary where you don't want to seem like you're shitting on the former administration, because then that shows weakness as a country, possibly, or like whatever, some sort of like bizarro jingoistic thing you need to protect. This is the country being attacked from within by its own politicians. This is the time not to look forward. You absolutely have to look back. And I feel like they're almost being dared, like, we dare you to not pay attention to this. And it's like, yeah, it can't get any more fucking blatant. Like, well, do you need a voicemail where he's like, start the coup on Tuesday? Like, I don't know what else you need. No, like, it's
I mean,
crazy.
Both things are true, right? The where you don't want to be like some tin pot dictator who's like arresting the previous administration.
And that's really hard. I know a lot of people are like, also, do it. Like, but sometimes you might have to.
Yeah, but also there are some crimes that you need to draw a line in the sand and say, you can't do this. You cannot use your office to do this. And right. Trump abused his office. I mean, except maybe like Andrew Johnson, or excuse me, Andrew Jackson, actually both of them, fuck both those guys. But except for like who has abused their office worse as president?
Right. I mean, it's been pretty fucking bad, right? Like, and that's what I'm saying. Like, you can't just ignore it. Like, it's making it where it looks absolutely insane for you to ignore it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't envy the position that they're in. Because
people like
Biden and Garland are traditionalists, right? Biden's the last guy who wants to be like, okay, and then we'll arrest everybody who was in this office right before me. Like, that won't look shitty at all. Let's do it.
Right.
But at the same time, there are some things that you just cannot abide. And also, they're going to treat just looking into this as though you are like, right-wing media is already treating just the fact that this stuff's being looked at as like, ah, you're a crazed dictator, and you know, so might as well. I mean,
yeah,
you're gonna get the exact same amount of heat you're already getting, so fuck it, go for it.
I mean, that's the thing, is are you willing to take the heat to do what's right for the democracy?
Look, Biden is 112 years old. He's not going to be here that much longer.
Yeah,
might
fuck
as well
it. Take the
might
heat.
As well handle this shit now, and then when you die next year, Harris doesn't have to clean up this mess.
Yeah. Go out a hero, man.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
Go out a hero.
Let your final act on Earth be really taking care of a major problem that we had.
Yeah. Look, I mean, again, people are different than me. As young people say, maybe I'm built different, which is such a stupid line. it's really just obnoxious. You're not built different. But I would go after him even if I was fucking 45 years old. I would go after him with strength and vigor, because at that point, you have to make the case. Don't make the case on a Democrats versus Republican presidency case. Make it on a case of this guy tried to destroy democracy. That's it. Yeah. That's it. This guy tried to destroy democracy. All this slow walking of the DOJ like releasing, oh, well, we don't want to. I'd be like, listen, Merrick. If you want this fucking job, I need you to go fucking ham on this asshole day one. Like, none of this slow walking shit. We got work to do. Got work to do, man. Let it go.
It has to be seen as like, there is a line you cannot cross, because if you don't, this is going to happen again.
And right? It'll be worse. It will be worse.
Yeah. President fucking Cotton or whatever in the future is going to do this shit again.
Gross. That fucking guy. But yeah, no, I think it's a big deal. I think it's a super big deal. Look, it's before we get into the next story, I want to propose something to the listeners. This is very important. It is something the three of us have talked about offline. Should we change the name of the show to Thugs of News? This is important. This is very serious. We will highly consider your response.
Can we do polls in the Discord? Is that an option?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Okay. We should find out. Yes. Should we be the Thugs of News? Should we be Brad and Friends.
Brad and Friends. That is the that's the second option, is Brad and Friends. Andy will be playing Steve Doocy, the dumb one. I don't know if you should take vaccines or not, guys. No, don't do it.
I think these comic books are getting too woke now, fellas.
Is Spider-Man allowed to be white anymore? I don't know. Not according to liberals. Like, all right. You guys are dumb. They were the most watched morning news show for a while. I think that's still true, which is crazy.
Yeah, Fox News is still the most watched. Although, interestingly enough, one of the interesting things that's happened in the Biden administration is that all cable news viewing has just tanked. Like, all of it.
Yeah, because it's not fucking interesting. It's not fucking interesting because you don't have a madman as president.
Yeah, but what's interesting still is that Fox has dipped a ton. Like, Tucker Carlson is still staggeringly the most watched thing, but whereas he was getting like 3-point-something million people watching him under Trump, now it's like 2-point-something million.
Good.
I was looking at this the other day because I thought it was interesting that like Fox News can't even conjure up they can't rabble rouse like they used to. And there was something they've talked about at rallies and stuff is like, you know, one of the things when they hold one of their big Klan rallies or whatever is they have merchandise, you know, like like a picture of Obama behind bars or whatever.
Don't and Fauci still, up my state of Florida. Like,
fucking idiots. Their top sellers are still Obama and Hillary shit. Like, they cannot move Joe Biden merchandise. He's not a good enemy for them. They can't come up with a reason why he's bad. They can't get people to hate him. He's just not a good boogeyman.
I mean, the funny thing, well, and all that tells me is Republicans love to attack people of color and women, right? Like, that's the number one thing. You're not a white man. What are you going to do?
No, like, literally, anti-Harris stuff is more popular than anti-Biden stuff.
Of course. And she barely has any public events. Like, she's just working, right? Like, it just goes to show you that white men, like, they have played so hard to the idea of, like, white men are victims that they can't even use white men. The only white man that they could probably use solidly as an attack mechanism is Bill Clinton at this point.
I guess. But
it's like, because he's a Clinton. Like, that's just because he's a Clinton. Right. But because of any other reason.
Yeah. Even their old, Bill Clinton attacks don't work anymore. Like,
no, he's a thousand years old.
We have the moral high ground against this sexual degenerate from Arkansas.
You sure about that?
How are they? What are they going to do now after having to come out and defend all of the shit they've had to defend over the last 4 years to be like, no, it's still what he did is worse.
Yeah, he's, it turns out, guys, like, get the fuck out of here. Like, get out of here.
Yeah, so, like, they don't have anything. So they're watching them struggle is funny to me. Like, you and I now, right, in our old age, we are old enough now that this is our third wave of this same bullshit, right?
Yep.
Which is Republican president fucks literally everything up, literally all of it, and then we elect a Democrat who's okay, not as progressive as we want, but he's all right, he'll do. And then they spend the entire time just pushing all of these silly culture war buttons. And they did it during the entire Clinton administration and the entire Obama administration. And now they're doing it now. It's just silly stuff, right? It's critical race theory, cancel culture. Or what the fuck ever, right? And they're just going to. Yeah. Yeah, right there. This college class that none of us have taken, they're gonna do it to your kids.
They're gonna teach a law class to 4-year-olds? All right.
Yes. Yeah, I guess. Yes, an elective college course. It's coming to your town.
Bringing critical race theory to fucking Chattanooga. No, they're not.
Right. They're going to critical race theory your kids. They're going to cancel culture them if you don't agree. Like, it's the dumbest fucking shit, and it works.
I know, and they're gonna
outrage people enough to vote for Ron DeSantis or whoever. And like, I'm just fucking tired, dude. I don't even fight people anymore. Like, when somebody's just arguing something dumb, I'm just, yeah, all right, that's fine, whatever.
I'll fight them, like, physically.
I can't. I don't have it in me anymore. I'm tired. I'm old and I'm tired. I'm going to be 38 in October.
Oh, fuck off. You're still in your 30s? Shut up. Shut up.
I don't have the energy to deal with it anymore. Like,
listen to this.
I let so many. All right. So the latest one that people are outraged about, the Cleveland Indians changed their name to the Cleveland Guardians, named after those big giant guardian statues in Cleveland, if you've ever seen them.
I've never been to Cleveland, and I heard about that, and it sounds awful.
They're cool statues, right?
No, man, they ruin an American pastime of using people of color as logos, and I think that's fucked up.
Here's the thing. Chief Wahoo is one of the most offensive things anyone's ever drawn.
No, it's 100%. It's so bigoted, dude. He's red. He's fucking red. Fuck off,
it's
man.
One of the most fucking offensive drawings I've ever seen. And not only was it allowed to be used in merchandise, like, those players had to wear that fucking face on their uniforms until 2019 they wore that fucking thing. Right? This is not some old-timey, oh, well, back in the 20s, you have to understand. No! This was, like, until a couple of years ago, they had that incredibly offensive drawing.
If you look at that image in school,
and you just drew that on a piece of paper, you'd be kicked out, right? Like, that's the most fucking offensive drawing I've ever seen in my life.
I mean, what's wild is, boy, does it look crazy when you see it out of context, right? Like, when you just Google Chief Wahoo, you're like, ooh, that's not okay. Dude, he's red. He's got a huge smile. Like, nah, dude, it's not okay. Like, he's not even like the seminal Indian, right? Like, you know.
Right,
like
where it kind of looks like, or it still looks like a human. Right.
This is a racist caricature.
From, like, it looks like a fucking Looney Tunes or something. Like, what is going on with this drawing? And they wore that on their uniform. And yes, I understand why people were miffed about it.
Yeah, no, it makes sense.
Obviously. Yeah, so people are losing their mind about it. Cancel culture. I'm like, I could go in there and go, this is capitalism, dude. The Cleveland Indians decided as a business that it would make better business sense if they changed the name of their business.
I mean, also, it's racist as fuck. Like, it is,
I understand,
dude.
That. Yeah, right? But that's, like, that's all of them. Aunt Jemima decided as a business that they should change their name because it would help them sell more syrup. That's literally it.
That's it.
That's the reason all these people do all these things. You know what the Cleveland Guardians get out of changing their name? They need to sell a bunch of brand new hats and jerseys.
You goddamn right they do.
That's a business decision. And then they get to stand next to it and go, we have learned from our racism from, like, literally a year ago, and we're better now. Please buy our merchandise.
I mean, my only issue is the logo sucks.
I don't care. Whatever.
I mean, the Cleveland Indians also suck, so it's fine. But, like, I feel like they could have come up with a cooler logo. But
oh, the G with the wings on it? It looks terrible.
Yeah, like, I'm just not impressed with that. But, like, somebody else did one that's just, like, a guardian with a red face and, like, the fucking helmet and shit. That looks kind of dope. Although I probably wouldn't have gone with the red face for, you know, obvious reasons. You fucking moron. But other than that, like, that's a pretty good logo. That looks pretty good.
Yeah, they can workshop that. Guardians is a good name. I mean,
Guardians is a good name.
It's popular right now. Did you see the tweet from why can't I remember his name? Who's the director of Guardians of the Galaxy?
James Gunn.
James Gunn, thank you. Yeah, James Gunn tweeted out, their raccoon their logo better be a raccoon with a gun.
See, that would have been pretty good. I would have supported that.
That would have been even better. A raccoon with a gun is your logo?
Yeah.
Maybe, but then it's like, oh, but too.
Guns are offensive. Like, yeah, all right. God damn it. Can we have anything, libs?
Stop cancel culturing everything.
You're ruining everything. All right, so let's talk about the U.S. South. They're in a world of trouble, Andy.
Are they? Why?
Yeah.
Why? Is there a super easy thing that someone could do to stop COVID that they're just not doing or something?
Well, Andy, before we get into this, let me read the log line for this, because it's pretty bad as it goes. Basically, the Delta variant is has opened up a can of whoop-ass on the United States southern region. The United States of Florida and Louisiana were at or near their highest hospitalization numbers of coronavirus pandemic cases on Monday, driven by the still-spreading Delta variant, as one doctor warned of its darkest days yet.
Yeah, all the ICU beds at Arkansas Children's Hospitals are full. Arkansas schools start a little earlier than everywhere else, so they went ahead and opened up their public schools, and all the children got sick for some reason. Don't know why.
Yeah. Well, look, let me just say this. You know what? This is going to be a permanent addition to the soundboard, because for some reason it needs to be said more often than not. So here you go.
Honey, you've got a big storm coming.
I love that clip. Oh, that lady was fucking hilarious. Look, it's true. You do got a big storm coming, because this is directly from red states. Like, let me rephrase that. This has everything to do with how the Civil War worked out. Okay. It does. It does. Like, you can draw a direct line to all of these former Confederate states and how they behave today. We have Ron DeSantis as governor of Florida, one of arguably the dumbest people who's ever been a governor. Not just this year, but ever. And his basic idea is like, hey, we're not going to do any mandates, no mask mandates, no lockdowns, no, you know, mandates on vaccinations. We're not going to do any of that. We're just going to let people choose to do what they want to do. And if things get bad, well, you should get vaccinated, but it's not my job to do anything about it. I'm just going to let you die. Look, we talked about this. Brad and I talked about this last week. This idea that Republicans are sort of changing their tune on vaccinations all of a sudden, and why that might be. This is why. Because states like Florida are losing people left and right, and hospitalization numbers are through the roof, and which means death rates are going to go through the roof very, very soon.
Mostly Republican voters are all going to bite it. And I wish I could be sad about that.
I'm not. Like, look, this woman, let me read.
What genuinely sucks is kids under 12 can't get vaccinated, right?
Yep, that is correct.
And there are people who, for medical reasons, literally cannot get the vaccine, right? There are some conditions you could have that you can't get a vaccine for. And it sucks for them, for people who like probably want to be vaccinated and can't, or for like kids that are going to be sent to these schools and these dopey ass communities and are going to be ripped apart by the Delta variant. And they had no say in it, right? They just happened to have right. dipshit Republican parents and be and live in the shitbag South. And I'm sorry for them. And that sucks. It really does. I genuinely feel bad for people like that. For people who could get vaccinated and didn't, fuck them.
I mean, that's where I am. Look, let me read you a tweet and a response to said tweet. This woman's response to the initial tweet is some big J energy. I like this woman a lot. Apparently, she is one of the writers for Mrs. Doubtfire. I like this woman a lot. Randy Singer. She is awesome. This is a big J energy, man. Someone wrote, a 30-something widow in my area was hoping to raise $250,000 for her non-vaccinated husband prior to his death. She refuses to vaccinate still. Now she's raising money for her and her child. So far, she's raised $1,565. Last donation was 8 days ago, right on like one of these GoFundMe type of sites this person is referring. Her response, and I love her for it, is, I feel so sorry for her child, but fuck her. Yeah, that's correct. You still, after losing your husband, you're still not going to get vaccinated? Come on, man. Look, I understand your husband didn't get vaccinated. And you're like, oh, that was a fucking terrible mistake. This is a fucking travesty. I'm sad about it. I lost my big boo or whatever. Probably she calls him. I don't fucking know. Sweet cheeks, whatever. You lost him. You lost the man in your life. It's fucking horrible. You have a kid together. It's sad. That kid lost his dad. That's a fucking travesty and it's unnecessary, but it happened, right? I get that. But even after that, you're like, nah, I'm not going to get vaccinated, though. That would be crazy. What the fuck is wrong with you? There was another story of some guy saying, and it might be the same story. I have no idea. There's so many of these dumb fuck people around. One person was like, turns out, guys, says, quote, I was against getting this vaccine. Just because we're a strong conservative family. This guy, 31 years old dad from Missouri, says he wishes he had got the vaccine until, right after he was infected. Now, this guy, I guess, is still alive. I don't know. But he said that he was from a strong conservative family, which is why he didn't do it. And there's all these like high-minded comments like from liberals like, well, what does that mean, strong conservative family? What is that a defense of? Hey, dumbass, what that means is conservative for them means what is the opposite of what liberals and Democrats are doing. That's all it means. Hey, they're for the vaccine. I'm from a strong conservative family. I ain't for that shit. That's all it means. That's all it means. There is no other explanation why a person of moderate intelligence would sit there and say, I'm not going to take a vaccine that I've just watched kill 500,000 people, except for these people are pushing it and I'm against those people. So I got to be against it. That is a fucking sad revelation for this country. That people will literally, and by the way, it's not both sides. Right. If Trump had come up with the vaccine, if he had worked in a lab himself and came up with a vaccine, which he's not, he's a dumbass. But let's say that he did. He's in the lab fucking with beakers and fucking and shit making this vaccine himself. And he comes on, he's like, here it is. And they test it. It's like, holy shit, it works. It's cured all these people from dying of COVID. Here's the thing. Liberals might be like, fuck Donald Trump, but they taken that vaccine. That is not the same for conservatives. And that is a real fucking problem in this country.
Like, literally, are you Pfizer or Moderna?
Moderna gang all day.
Moderna gang. Okay, Moderna was one of the things that got financed in Operation Warp Speed, was it not?
That is true. Pfizer.
Yeah.
Pfizer was not, but I think Moderna was.
So the vaccine that is coursing through our veins.
No, it's got the Trump. It's got the Trump MAGA stamp on it.
Yes. The golden vaccine that we took, like we can attribute, to that. If Trump really wanted the credit for it, whatever. I mean, obviously we can make arguments that the science happened and scientists and, but I mean, it's not going to hurt to have a funding boost. And I mean, another valid point, none of these vaccines were funded until the Democrats took charge and actually funded the fucking things. But still, if the Trump administration wants to claim credit, fine. I took your vaccine, but I took it, right?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck, dude. Who cares? I don't want to die.
Who made a great point on this is Bill Burr, which is like the people are like, God, this is a liberal conspiracy to kill all of us with their vaccine. He's like, well, that wasn't a very good plan since all the liberals are taking it.
Right. Yeah. No, I heard him do that on Conan. Right. It's like, why would they leave all the people who don't listen to authority? Like, why would he leave all of you alive?
Right. Why would you make a vaccine that you know all the liberals are going to take and the conservatives are not going to as a plan to kill the conservatives? That doesn't make fucking sense. You know what's a better conspiracy? Let's spread this one around. Maybe we can do a little reverse psychology on them. All the anti-vaccine stuff that you're seeing over on conservative media, right?
That's the real
liberals are doing that. They're trying to get you killed. It's all the anti-vaccine messages. If you see one from one of your family members, if your uncle posts them, hey, don't take the vaccine, say, you are a liberal operative trying to get me killed. Fuck you. I'm getting vaccinated.
Yeah, fucking crisis actors, man.
Exactly. They're all crisis actors. Anytime, if you're watching some of your conservative media and they tell you that you shouldn't take the vaccine, well, that's a secret plant by George Soros to get you killed. You never watch that program again.
That's right.
Because they're working for the liberals.
Soros, Ouroboros.
Have you seen the latest fucking horse shit that they're doing?
Oh, what did George Soros do this week?
No. All right, here's a tweet from William Legate, who I follow. Farm stores are selling out of the horseworm drug, ivermectin,
after
Fox News promoted it as a miracle COVID cure. Many people have already died taking it due to liver toxicity.
Good.
FDA says do not under any circumstances take unapproved drugs outside of clinical trials. Horse dewormer they're taking instead of the fucking vaccine. They would rather go take horse dewormer, which is designed for an animal that is 2,000 pounds.
Some people are 2,000 pounds, and I don't think it's very nice for you to make fun of them.
Look, buddy, I've seen some big fucking people in my life. I have not seen a 2,000-pound human.
Yeah, well, you're not looking hard enough.
There is no my 2,000-pound life on TLC.
Well, it's not going to be on television for very long.
You are not 2,000 pounds. Do not take horse dewormer, you moron.
Well, we learn. So, okay, I have a personal story about...
COVID ain't worms. What are you doing?
Well, I have a personal story about this, and then we have a political story about this, which is I actually got into a conversation with... somebody, Tiara had posted, Tiara from Black on Black Cinema, had posted a story or a tweet. She had retweeted this like moron, and she was like criticizing it. She wasn't agreeing with him. It was like, the CDC might as well just say they don't know what to do, how to fight this thing. They're all lying to us. And it's like, and people are like, they're not lying. They just didn't expect for 50% of you idiots not to take the fucking cure.
right.
And this one girl is like, this one young woman in the comments is like, no, the CDC is denying this one drug that works, and I've taken it, but they're just pretending it doesn't work so they can get money. I'm like, what? I'm not sure you understand how the CDC works. You know, the CDC is not a for-profit company, you fucking idiot. That's aside. But I was like, oh, this is going to be that fucking horse dewormer. And sure shit is like, here's a study. It's a Japanese study about whether that particular drug does work. And there has been some level of like benefit, but according to this study. But what you have to understand about science is just because you put out a study doesn't make it peer reviewed. Like, you can't just say like, hey, she was like, this is a study from Japan. I'm like, oh, you're one of those people that thinks just because it's from, like, just because, like, an English person says it in a fancy accent, that makes it true. Like, well, it's from Japan, and they have Gundams there, so it must be real. Like, no. Like, you idiot. Like, just because it's put out there doesn't mean it's peer-reviewed. And then so I was Googling it, and they're like, yeah, don't take that because, like, for what you said, which is, like, this shit is for cows and horses, and the prescription amount that people are taking is far too much.
Even if that exact drug was the right thing to take, you don't take a horse dose because you're not a fucking horse.
And they're like, oh, my stomach hurts. Yeah, because you took a horse pill. Literally, you fucking idiot.
My liver exploded. What happened? You're not a goddamn horse is what happened. Fucking nonsense. Fucking
I bet my life on being called Papa's mustache. I thought I'd win the triple crown. No, you're not. You're just a fucking moron.
I sent you the tweet the other day. So Mike Flynn's dipshit brother Joe, he has COVID and he got kicked off of social media for promoting fucking horse dewormer as a miracle COVID cure. So it's just a race now between which thing's going to kill him, either the COVID that he's doing nothing about or the horse dewormer that he's taking to treat the COVID, which is notably not worms.
I know. Look, I have to tell you, I kind of hope he dies from the dewormer. I kind of hope he does, because you need a famous person to go, yeah, that was probably not a good idea. Like, I don't want the guy to die, but I kind of, like, that's kind of funny to me.
The deep state killed Mike Flynn's brother.
No, you idiot.
It doesn't fucking matter. It doesn't fucking matter. It doesn't matter what happens. It doesn't matter if the most famous person in right-wing media dies of COVID. They're not going to believe it.
Remember that time Rush Limbaugh died? It wasn't a COVID, but that was pretty fucking funny.
What? Okay, so Herman Cain was a pretty famous Republican. He died of COVID. Did it change a thing?
No, they pretty much ignored it. They kept tweeting. He kept tweeting. They just pretended he wasn't dead and just kept tweeting from his account.
These lockdown measures are going too far. Didn't you die of COVID?
That's the most disrespectful shit to a black man I've ever heard in my entire life.
That his account is still talking about overreach with COVID lockdowns when he died of fucking COVID. What the fuck?
Republicans don't give a shit about their own people, dude. They don't give a fuck. They don't. We can't be forced to wear masks. Really, Herman? Really? Wow.
Of all people, you, Herman Cain. Well, he notably died of COVID.
Well, in fairness,
one saying this.
In fairness to Herman Cain, he doesn't need to wear a mask anymore, so he's fine. Good point. Was it Herman Cain? Like, just at Herman Cain?
Probably, right? I would hope he is.
It's not at real Herman Cain.
Well, that's a good point.
Is it like dead Herman Cain?
The ghost of Herman Cain.
Make sure you turn your pizza to Grandpappy's Pizza or whatever it was. Godfather's Pizza. Yeah. I heard it wasn't very good.
At the Herman Cain. Official Twitter for Team Cain, formerly run by Herman Cain, now supervised by his team and family. Why? Why is Herman Cain not tweeting from this account?
And it's called the Cain Gang?
Cain Gang.
Gang Gang?
Terrible.
Yeah, that sounds like Chain Gang, and I don't like that at all.
Bad.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that. Does he have anything about... I'm looking to see if he has any... Oh, he does have something about coronavirus. These kids are getting a full education, while many others are forced to sit at home and learn from a laptop. Hashtag coronavirus. You're dead. What are you talking about? Holy shit. I'm going to just start retweeting the Herman Cain account. They're like, or just auto-responding, you're dead. You're dead. Why does this account exist?
You died of COVID. Why are you still tweeting? You died of COVID.
Admit it. You're dead. Holy shit.
Admit you died of COVID. We all know it. We all know it.
We all know it. 31% of Republicans say they are unlikely to ever get the COVID 19 vaccine. Okay.
How many?
31% of Republicans.
Great.
Okay, that's fine. Hopefully it doesn't. Hopefully that doesn't translate into another variant. But look, if you want to kill your own people off, that's on you. That's on you. I don't care anymore.
And again, I feel terrible for their kids.
But fuck them.
But fuck anyone who can get the vaccine and doesn't. And, you know, it's not just a Republican thing. There's still a good percentage of dipshits on our side.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Let us not pretend that we don't have some fucking hippies and dipshits over here on the
left. Mean, it started on our side. Sure. I would argue. It kind of started on our side.
The woo peddlers were definitely ours. Boy, did the Republicans pick up that ball and run with it.
We got it. Yeah, I mean, I
ain't getting vaccinated. I'm just going to take horse pills.
Joe Flynn said that he got his medication from Tractor Supply.
What the fuck?
Tractor Supply, dude. That's where I go to buy things like shit for my garden, like manure. Like, you're like, I'm gonna fight COVID based on the shit. I'm gonna fight COVID from the store that sells life size rooster ornaments for my front yard. Like, this is the place you're going? All right.
Oh,
cool.
Dude, I love going to farm supply stores. I live in the West where they are abundant, and that's where I get all my Carhartts for work. You can get a giant bag of dog food there. Boy, if you thought the dog food bags were big at Target, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Oh, no. I used to buy dog food from there and dog treats and shit. Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, I'm not buying medication from there. I'm not some sort of fucking idiot.
Yeah, what about the poor fucking horse ranchers who actually want to just deworm their horses? What are they supposed to do now?
I guess I'm going to have to give my horse COVID in order to get some of this goddamn dewormer. I cannot believe
that. I can't deworm my horses now because all these dipshits are eating all the horse dewormer.
Let me see if I... Can I get...
What Fox News program did this?
I have to know.
My guess is it's Tucker Carlson. That's my guess.
Probably, right?
Right? Wow. Like, that guy's...
Odds are good.
Like, you're killing your own people, man. Those numbers must be looking worse than they thought. Like, if Joe Biden won places like Georgia with a razor-thin majority, having a bunch of Republicans, especially in the U.S. East, or U.S. South, dying off because of this shit, over the next year is really bad for them. Like, it's a really bad situation for Republicans. So,
well, yeah. You're right. It was Tucker Carlson. Carlson had a biologist on to promote ivermectin as a treatment against coronavirus.
Tucker Good.
Is the fucking worst. A biologist claimed Friday that should anti-malarial drug ivermectin be proven effective against coronavirus, it would moot the usage and potentially the ability to administer the U.S. coronavirus vaccines. What the fuck?
There you go, Brett, buddy. Tractor Supply. They got it, baby. 649 Dervet apple-flavored ivermectin, 1.87% horse dewormer paste. Let's fucking go, baby.
Brett Weinstein, who previously made headlines after being pressured out of his biology professorship at Evergreen State College. So he is no longer an accredited professor. He just now goes on right-wing media to promote nonsense. Thank you, Brett Weinstein, you dipshit.
Just get fucking vaccinated. God damn it.
All right. There's a lot of people giving a lot of reviews for this stuff. Is anyone asking about COVID? No, thank
God. Even my like my Republican in-laws who I've been arguing with about this shit for like since COVID happened, they're all vaccinated now.
Yeah, because you told them that you can't see their grandchildren, you fucking asshole.
No, it wasn't me. It was the matriarch of the family, my my wife's grandmother, Martha, who got vaccinated the second it was available because she's 95 years old. And so in January, if you're 95, you can just walk right in and get it. Remember when we all had to wait?
Yeah, so what, she told everybody, like, fuck off if you don't get vaccinated?
No, she went and got it and then has been having the same argument all year, which is, notice my aliveness, see how not dead I am, get vaccinated.
Yeah.
Look how I'm not dead. Why don't you pay, see, look how I have not been killed.
Well, I love that the matriarch of your family is a clearly a very good crisis actor, but... I'm just going to go with the Tractor Supply apple-flavored Evermectin.
Martha fucking rules. Martha went out last November in Idaho where it wouldn't have mattered, right? Like, you're in Idaho. It's not going to matter. She went out in November in Idaho to go vote against Donald Trump because she's just had such a problem with everything. And people like, but Martha, you're, well, 94 at the time. Martha, you're 94 years old. You probably shouldn't be heading out to the house. She goes, I need to be on the record.
Fuck that guy. Yeah. No, look, I respect it.
Yeah. That's a major risk for a state that there is no possible way that Biden could have won. But I still kind of respect it. I just want, when I am dead, I need people to be able to look through my official papers and say, you know what? She stood up against something.
Yeah. She wasn't about that bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
It's too bad she was corrupted at the last minute by using a vaccine from the government. Just saying.
Sad. Yeah. I mean, she's part of the deep state now.
It happens, man. Happens to the best of us. Happens to the best of us. Speaking of the best of us, let's talk about the worst of us. Christian Cinema works overtime to tank the infrastructure bill. Now, you haven't been on an episode in a while, and this is she's your I can change her candidate.
That is absolutely not true. I told you during the election this will be the most frustrating individual in the Senate. And I believe I have been that my statements have been borne out.
Yeah, no, you did.
I coined the phrase "sexy Joe Manchin." I said she will be an annoyingly centrist person, but she's nice to look at.
No, I mean, you did say that, but I'm not allowing you to get out of this. Defend it.
What? How is this my fault?
No, look, you look. You were all horn dog for this. You're all horned up for this. this woman, defend it. Christian Sinema doesn't support Democrats' $3.5 trillion bill. Clinches bipartisan infrastructure deal. No, you have to defend this. You have to.
Why would I?
You would like to. You would like to see this woman in compromising positions. Defend it. Like a Ted Cruz retweet. This is what you want to see. How terrible, on a scale of 1 to 10, how annoying is this woman, in your opinion?
Oh, I mean, I actually undersold it when I said she was just sexy Joe Manchin. She's worse than Joe Manchin.
You think she's worse?
I mean, yeah, they got Joe Manchin on board with this. Like, she's the, and I don't get what you get out of it when you're one of these kind of Democrats, right? Like, are people like in Arizona gonna be like, oh, thank God she didn't help too many people, let's reelect her?
I mean, we talked about it on last week's show. Like, was it 2/3 of Democrats in Arizona are like, yeah, we can't wait to turf this woman out of here?
Yeah, why what do you get out of this? What does it do for you? I understand Joe Manchin has a weird stranglehold on his state, but I don't think that works everywhere.
It does not work in Arizona. No way.
I think the people of Arizona selected a Democrat because they wanted a Democrat. Like, they're pretty new to the electing Democrats game, but I think they picked a Democrat because they wanted a Democrat, right? Not a half a Republican.
I really don't I really don't get it. Like, she's, I mean, she's got some oil lobby connections and stuff like that. That's been seen because of the infrastructure bill. Like, she's basically tried to carve out any sort of climate change, kind of things. But I don't know what is at the end of the road here, right? Like, it's a little weird. I think Brad is correct in what he was saying, which is she's a former Green Party person and she's fucking useless when it comes to actually doing her job.
Yes.
I think that's what it is. Like, I think she wants attention. And, like, I hate to say that because that sounds like a really sexist thing. But I also think Joe Manchin also wants attention. So it's equally as fucking stupid. But
oh, yeah. If he loves being in the spotlight. He loves that people have to come to him and beg him to support their thing. Right? Like, this is a great position if you want to be that asshole.
Right, but like,
you don't have to be, right? Like look at Georgia, right? They've been Republican forever. They now have two Democratic senators who are behaving like the rest of the Democratic Party.
Right. They're trying to get shit done.
Right? Like, I think when you make a big switch like that, you want... If Arizona knows what they get out of Republicans. They've elected a fucking lot of them. Like, I think they're done. I think they're finished with it because they've seen what it's done. There are enough, like, liberally minded people in Arizona now that they voted for Joe Biden and they voted for Senator Kelly and Senator Sinema. So go be fucking Democrats. Like, go down swinging. If you work too hard and get turfed out, oh well. Right? This is the thing that infuriated me about Doug Jones.
Right. Why did you go half? You knew in Alabama you were not going to be there long. Why not just go fucking broke?
Like the most hardcore liberal that ever happened and then stand on your record. Like, why not? Why not? You know, it was like when there's the Barack Obama quote when they were talking about, you know, oh, if you do this, in reference to the Affordable Care Act, if you do this, you could become a one-term president. And like, that was what he said, is we should, you know, I would rather go down standing on my principles.
Right. And look, I'm sure someone will listen to, like, but what about all these other things? But like, yeah, like, granted, yeah, I'm sure he didn't stand by all of his principles, but that was one that he really, you know, like, you got to pick and choose your battles, right? Like, you can't be 100% all the time in everything. Like, that's just not how life works, right? But you do have your lines.
But wouldn't you rather be a because but that's the thing, is it's not like a choice between getting reelected, because I don't think Kirsten Sinema will be reelected.
No, I don't think so. I hope she's not.
I don't think it's going to work. She's going to lose a primary, right? Like, you can't be the representative of the Democratic Party and then still be riding like a fucking asshole Republican. They will get rid of you.
Right. I don't, if your goal is to stay there, then figure out what the demographics are and the sort of demographics and sort of psychographics of your voters, and figure out, like, what do they want? What did they say they wanted? What got you the win? It was not acting like this. She was not like, I'm going to sit in the middle and not do infrastructure. I'm going to sit in the middle and not do this. I'm not going to get rid of the filibuster. I'm not going to do it. Like, they would have never elected you on those things.
So, I would be happy to be a one-term senator who went as hard as I fucking could for
absolutely.
My people. Right? Or, you know, like, who am I? I'm a member of a working family. If I just went as hard as I could to try to make life better for working families.
Yeah. And you might not, but and it might not work.
It might not work. But what would you rather be, that or just like waiting in the cut and trying not to make too many waves and hoping that you get to sneak into reelection? Like, that sucks. To be a little spineless worm.
Right. But that's not even what she's doing. Right. Like, if you said, well, okay, she's a little spineless worm and she's just going, you know, she's just going with the party line. She's not making too many waves, whatever. She's not even doing that. She's pushing against actual progress. Right. Like, cinemas suck so bad at this point that she makes arguments about getting rid of the filibuster almost useless. Right? Because even if the filibuster wasn't there, she would still vote against the infrastructure bill as it stood. Thus fucking over Democrats, right? And leaving them zero places to go, right? But what's really weird is her reasoning, which is she doesn't have any. They were like, hey, we got this $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill. And she's like, it's too expensive. What part is too expensive? The whole thing is just too expensive. That's not a fucking answer. What the fuck?
What bits and pieces are we spending too much money on? What things do you think need to be taken out? It's too much.
That's not an answer.
That's not.
What are you, five? I don't like the number. Make it 2.5. Why? Numbers have meaning, right? The bills are broken down in a way for a reason. They're not just giving out a lump sum of $3.5 trillion. I mean, figure it out with infrastructure. You want to build some bridges? I don't know. Take money up. It's set up individually for projects. So talk about what projects you don't like. To me,
is there something in there that you think is not worthwhile? Then let's go for it. Whatever you think is not worthwhile, we can argue about those things on their merits.
Right.
Pretty much everything in an infrastructure bill is good.
Also, you're also coming off of COVID, right? Or you're still in the middle of it, right? There are things that are going to be in there that are not just bridges, but they are trying to build the infrastructure of the country to repair it. You've had a year and a half of people not working, a year and a half of people not being able to pay rent, a year and a half of people struggling with food, securities and healthcare and things like this, people losing family members, people, losing jobs, all of that stuff. That is also, I know when we say infrastructure week, we think bridges and bricks and mortar and shit like that, but there's also the infrastructure of the country. You can't just go forward and shortchange the country because you don't like the sound of that big number. It doesn't matter what the fucking number is. It matters what the details are. You giant child. You have to look at the numbers. And the thing is, what pisses me off is her just out of hand. It's too expensive. Fuck you, lady. Fuck you. Your job is to look at the details and go, okay, I like this part. I don't like this part. And let me tell you why I don't like this part. Maybe we could do it better this way. Maybe we could do this. Maybe this isn't something we do now. Maybe it's something we do later. Yada, yada, yada. Right? Maybe 3.5.
If you want to argue details, if you don't like certain parts, then that can be argued,
Yeah, you can't just arbitrarily say that number is too high. Nobody ever says arbitrarily the number is too high for the defense budget. It's never argued. It's never
way too fucking high.
It is way too high. What are we doing? Right? But no one ever does that for anything else unless it's something actually helping poor people. If it is something for the military industrial complex or something of boosting up our military directly, never a question. We have to do those things. But it is always a question of when we want to put money and resources towards helping people survive and live in this country at a decent wage and in a decent town where they have roads and they have bridges that don't collapse and they have waterways that won't collapse in New Orleans and they want to, they want to have these sort of things. Those are always the things that need to be questioned ad nauseum. But when it comes time to blow shit up, get all the money.
Every single fucking time that it's been done, it's been a benefit to the country.
Absolutely.
Every single
time. Yes.
Every single time that they've said, oh, you know what we're going to do? We're going to the freeways in the first place, the whole interstate system. That was, people like to talk about the glory days of the 50s. You know what started that was, let's make interstate freeways everywhere.
Yep.
Have you noticed that half of them are the Dwight D. Eisenhower, interstate freeway? That was because that was what they decided to do to rebuild the country after we spent a fuck ton of money beating the Nazis. It would be a great idea. Let's get everybody working. They will all work on roads and bridges and all of these. It's never been a bad thing. It has always worked out because every bit of that is done in the United States. So you've got some, you know, U.S. cement and U.S. cement trucks and U.S. workers all doing all of this shit. And it always works out because you're paying workers and then they're putting money into their localities and then it benefits the country literally every fucking time. You can't point to a time where somebody said, oh man, we really fucked up by building that freeway. Never.
No. No. Except for that weird
disaster that was.
That Sarah Palin bridge to nowhere.
Sure.
That was the one bad infrastructure plan.
Right. But it's always worked out. It's always been a net good. I mean, granted, it was the 50s and we were bulldozing through poor black neighborhoods and stuff, but other than that.
Whatever.
Other than that.
Redlining. These people don't need to live anywhere. Yeah, look, I'm not a fan, man. I'm not a fan of hers at all. Fuck her. Like I'm really, that's where I am with Kristen Sinema. Like I think she is taking this idea of like sort of the mechanism of that seat and being like, well, it's good to play in the middle and, you know, be what Arizona wants me to be. Look, people, John McCain is dead and his ghost is gone, right? Like this idea of this fake bipartisanship, because it was, by the way, it was fake. It was not. John McCain was not a 50-50 guy at all, right? He did a couple of things that were reasonable and people liked him for. He was like a quote-unquote straight talk express kind of guy, sort of, kind of, right? But that's a myth. It's a myth. He was a fucking hothead. He did a couple of things really good. He was also really fucking corrupt in the 80s, and he almost got his ass turfed the fuck out of there. He was also a shitbag for dumping his wife after he got back from fucking being a POW. But whatever.
I waited for you. Good. I'm going to go fuck somebody else, though.
Yeah, this chick is rich. Imagine that. Woo! Super rich.
But yeah, like the whole idea of bipartisanship doesn't work when the one side doesn't want to do anything, right? Yeah. You can't compromise with people who want to do nothing.
Yeah.
And she's trying to find some non-existent middle ground to be like, oh, well, we want to appease the other side too. But they want nothing, right? They would like zero things to happen. And so how do you compromise with someone who wants nothing, right? You'd be like, oh, well, we want something. Oh, well, we want nothing. Okay, well, we'll meet in the middle and do a little. No, that's not good enough because we want nothing. All right?
We want everything to grind to a halt. We want to bitch and complain that you didn't force our hand to make us do something that we didn't want to do. That's it.
Right. This is not a we want 1 trillion, we want 3 trillion. Well, we can meet in the middle on that number. No, this is a we want nothing and we're going to agree with nothing and you will get nothing from us ever.
Yeah.
Okay, can we meet in the middle? No. There is no middle. There's no middle. You're arguing with nothing. You're arguing with people who want absolutely nothing to happen. Because they have figured out that they could just be a roadblock to progress, and you will never get anything out of those people.
Yeah, I don't.
They're fucking arsonists. They don't want anything to happen ever.
Yeah, I don't. I don't really get it.
Yeah, what compromise can there be reached? You don't negotiate with terrorists.
No, you don't. I learned that from a great American documentary film called Air Force One.
Yes, absolutely.
You don't. So, yeah, it doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't.
It's a good movie. I like that one. I think we have a president who would punch a terrorist in the face.
No, that feels about right. Like, I feel like Joe Biden, he's not, you know, he's an old guy now, but I feel like,
I don't know if he's going to win the fight. I don't know if he's going to win the fight, but he's having the fight, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, no, he's coming for you.
Yeah. I don't know if he comes out on top of it, but the fight's happening.
Yeah. He's not going to just let you steamroll him. By the way, just as a side note, while we're in the last hour, I don't know if you saw this story, but apparently ISIS has been just loading tons and tons and tons of beheading videos onto that Getter app.
Oh, no.
They're like, oh, really? You're not going to take anything down for crazy corruption, or, you know, you're not going to, you know, it's a freedom of speech thing. Cool. Here's us lopping heads off. So go fuck yourself, America. Oops. I find that to be hilarious. Not because lopping heads off by ISIS is funny, but because that whole idea of like ultimate freedom of speech on social media is bullshit. And now you're learning why. Justice Department says Donald Trump's tax returns must be released to the Congressional Committee. This is obviously to the House Ways and Means Committee that the chairman, Richard Neal, had requested previously, and then the Trump administration had fucking Milhouse in the Treasury deny it, which was bullshit. But now Milhouse is gone. And they're reversing course, and they're like, yeah, it turns out the DOJ is like, nah, it's cool. We can release that. Don't worry about it. Trump apparently is going to fight it. I don't know how. Like, I don't think you should release it. So we just did. Go fuck yourself. But I'm sure he'll take it to the courts. And it's I mean, it seems pretty nonsense to me. Like, it doesn't say that you need a reason. It just says that if the House Ways and Means chairman requests it, they get it. That's just all it means. Of course, when Trump was president, they tried to come up with some all a bunch of bullshit to justify it, but that's not what the letter of the law said. So we'll see. You think they're going to get it?
Probably. It's too late now. I mean, again, it doesn't matter, but on principle, you should still get it. And that needs to be a law. Like, from now on, if you want to run for president, you have to release your taxes.
Yeah, I mean, look, I agree. I agree.
Like, I've ended many an argument that way back when I used to have them. They're like, oh, we don't know about Biden's corruption. I'm like, we know every dollar that man's ever made. He released his fucking taxes.
Yeah.
Which we should be able to, right? Like, but, you know, they don't care. I mean, that was the point of just dragging it out as long as they have and fighting everything. Is now he's not even president anymore. So whatever. Like, would it change anything if you found out every horrible thing that he ever did?
I mean, it wouldn't change it. It wouldn't change anything for me, but I feel like there's a woman in New York City, a black woman in her 60s named Tish James, who it would change a lot for.
Well, there is that, for yeah, sure.
And that's all I want. I just want them to have more ammunition to fuck him up.
I mean, amongst, you know, Republicans who are definitely going to try to elect Donald Trump again in 2024. Even if he's dead, they'll still vote for him.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I hope that if he's dead, he wins. And then they're just like...
The corpse of Donald Trump has won. What do we do now?
All right. Well, that guy's dead, so no.
The primary was won by a corpse. What do we do?
By the way, I do believe that. I do believe the corpse of Donald Trump could beat any Republican in a primary. Which is sad. Maybe not Ron DeSantis, though. I mean, he's the new guy. That fucking idiot. Just quickly,
how does that work? Like, he's trying to do Trumpism without Trump, but like, I don't know if that dude wins re-election in Florida.
I don't know,
he's,
man.
Killed off he's so many old white people,
but not enough. I mean, white people love being killed off by other white people, apparently. They can't get enough. True.
It's their favorite.
Yeah, it's like, that's just the thing they do. It's really fucking weird. Next up, I don't know if you've heard of this person, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a small player in politics these days, says the Democrats Can't blame the GOP for the end of eviction moratorium. Look, AOC is 100% correct. This was a fault of Democrats. They were not able to get this done and stop the eviction moratorium from ending. No, this squarely sits in the lap of Democrats. I know Biden was like trying to scramble to get landlords to give like 30 more days while they try to come up with a plan. This should have never fucking happened. Like, this should have been extended until things were back. Like, it just should have. This is a massive fuck up on Democrats' part. Look, you are putting millions of people's lives in jeopardy because of this. And look, landlords are pieces of shit, man. Like, not all, but a lot of landlords are pieces of shit. And they're going to just kick people out. And that's fucked up. I mean, you know, she has a quote. Jake Tapper asks her, who's to blame for the eviction moratorium expiring? And she says, quote, there was frankly a handful of conservative Democrats in the House that threatened to get on planes rather than hold the vote. We have to really just call a spade a spade. Don't use the term call a spade a spade. That's that has racial overtones. But anyway, it's just not a good idea. And I don't want people to, because I understand what she's saying, but I don't want people to like take it as something different.
When was the last time somebody called someone a spade?
You can look on any porn sites or in Google or search the term Queen of Spades. That's a thing. They even have a tattoo for it.
All right. Maybe porn is different, but I've never like, this neighborhood is really going to hell since all the spades moved.
Like, see, listen to this guy. Listen to this guy. Don't say that word. You can't even play the game of spades as a white person. Like, that's why you guys play hearts, right?
No, I'm actually just incapable of playing is the problem.
Well, no, the trash talk gets too high, right? You start.
No, because you have decided as a people to not share the rules. That's why I can't play.
No, I would teach you how to play spades. But the second you got anything wrong, I would yell at you because that's what we're supposed to do. Look, you guys have stolen all of our secrets, and you've remixed them on TikTok, and it is the worst. We're not giving up spades. White people can play
there
hearts.
Are some secrets. There are some secrets that have managed to not make it out of the community, out of the family, and it's like the rules of spades and how to make potato salad.
Yeah, white people really haven't learned that one yet.
How to
do you put broccoli hips? In it? No.
How do you can like move your hips while you dance? That's impossible.
Well, you guys got close. You guys got close. You don't move your upper body, and then you only move your legs like fucking river dance. Like that's the thing you guys got. They're like hips, and you're like, nah, I got it. Legs, got it. Da-da-da. Call Michael Flatley. That guy's great.
His legs move as if independent from his body.
Michael Flatley. Is that guy still alive?
Probably.
Irish-American dancer Michael Flatley. MichaelFlatley.com. That guy was amazing. He was amazing. Are you serious? That dude was incredible, man. He was awesome. He's got a Twitch account. Shut up, Michael Flatley. Get out of here.
Wow.
Michael Flatley, the Lord of Dance.
There's all those weird things that got like super popular for no reason. Where it's just like, yeah, Irish dancing. This is going to be the biggest fucking thing in the world. And then it's gone. And then you try to explain it to people. And they're like, what? That was a thing?
Awesome.
For a couple of months. Everybody was into that. I swear.
I watched Lord of the Dance and River Dance, man.
Yeah. Flatley was awesome.
Yeah. Flatley was a god for a while. Flatley was a god. I'm watching clips of Michael Flatley right now. This is not cool. This is super not cool. There's too many men in leather pants. I don't think this is cool at all. Wow, women really were into this guy? All right, that's cool. I mean, I guess. All right, I'm going to try this out with my wife and see if she's
into it. As a curiosity, I don't think anybody was like, fuck that hot ass Michael Flynn.
Nah, dude. No, no. I'm not letting women get off. I'm not letting women get off that easy. Women wanted to bang Michael Flatley. Like, they were like,
that
this guy.
True.
They were like, this guy is the lord of my dance, if you know what I mean.
My river is flooding for the
dude. I'm watching a clip of Michael Flatley dancing with a hat that makes him look like the worst version of Zorro in an all leather outfit with no t-shirt. Oh, wait, no shirt at all and leather pants. And women are going crazy in the stands.
Tell you what, you can be the lord of these pants,
dude. These women are all about it. They are all about Michael Flatley. This is amazing. I almost want to play the audio of this. This is so insane.
That's what it is. When you get wet from watching Michael Flatley, you have river pants.
Hold on. Here we go. Hold on. This is too good. people have to hear this. Hold on. In the 90s, this is what chicks were into. There's fire. Dude, Michael Flatley was awesome. Holy shit. Wow. Yeah, that guy, Lord of the Pants, man. He was. These women were throwing their wet underwear at a young Michael Flatley.
I'm writing down River Pants and Lord of the Pants as
show title
suggest.
I mean, it's pretty good. People are gonna be super confused. I was gonna go with the name of that drug with a picture of Mr. Ed with glasses on, because that was also really stupid. So next up Kissinger, who is one of two Republicans.
Somehow still alive.
Oh, no, not that. Not Henry Kissinger. Adam Kissinger, from Illinois.
What fucking deal with the devil did that dude make to still be alive? What the fuck?
Dude, like, he is the devil. Like, ain't no deal. He's the Henry Kissinger is a fucking piece of garbage. And when he dies, that will be great. So Representative Adam Kissinger.
Remember the Hillary Bernie debates where they're like, well, I wouldn't seek advice from Henry Kissinger.
It's like, okay. She was like, yeah, I probably shouldn't have done that either. That was a mistake. Like, why are you getting Henry Kissinger to talk to you ever, dude?
That motherfucker is 98.
But everyone agrees he's a piece of shit. Everyone.
You'd think.
Not Hillary. She was like, nah, this guy's got good advice. I'm like, come on, man.
He's got good ideas. No, really?
No, he very much doesn't. I don't know. Bomb him, I guess.
Have you considered murdering everyone? I mean, that's what I would do. Anyways, yes, Adam Kissinger. I'm on board now. Where are we going with this?
Adam Kissinger, son of Henry Kissinger, but spelled differently.
No, like great grandson of
one of two Republicans on the select committee investigating January 6th said on Sunday on Sunday shows that he would support subpoenaing anyone to appear before the panel who can shed light on what former President Trump was doing during the riot, including House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. Look, that's great. I am 100% for that. I think they should also subpoena him, Jim Jordan, who mistakenly let it go that he spoke to Trump on January 6th. What an idiot.
Who also decided to tweet the other day, Cleveland Indians. Like, thank you. You're helping a lot.
I'd be like, looks away when boys are being abused. Like, that guy's a fucking asshole. But you know, he's basically like, look, these people should be called in if they know something. I don't disagree. I don't disagree at all. I think it's ridiculous that we haven't subpoenaed more people, or planning to subpoena more people, as far as I'm concerned. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, this is the reason that Jim Jordan couldn't be on the panel, because he has to be on the other side of that table.
Yeah, he should be. He should be. Look, I think Jim Jordan is one of the worst people in Congress by far, by far. Like, and I don't say that lightly at all. I think that guy is a real piece of shit, especially when it comes to January 6th. I think he is corrupt. I think he's one of the congressmen that they were referring to, or that Trump was referring to in his, you know, let me take care of it type of shit. In his, you know, handwritten notes on a criminal conspiracy. I think these guys got to go. And I think they need to be forced. Look, again, we got to stop with all this, like, nice guy bullshit. These guys need to be under oath. And they need to be forced to tell what they knew. Kevin McCarthy said that he called Trump on January 6th and told him to, quote, knock it off and to call off his crowd. Why would he say that if he doesn't believe that he was involved? That doesn't make any sense. Make him answer for it. Make him tell you on the record why he thought that. Like, make him answer for it. I don't understand this, like, mealy mouth bullshit that we're doing. Like, fuck all that. Call these guys to the carpet. So, I'd like to see more of it. And frankly, I'd love to see, them call Trump. That's who I think they should call. Absolutely. Well, do you think calling Trump makes sense?
Yeah, I mean, he'll fight it, but yes, of course you should. Or at least everyone who was around that day, you need to find out how he was involved, what he was doing. You need all of that. You know what would be interesting? Nah, he'd never do it. He's a cuck. But I was going to say Mike Pence.
I mean, look, Pence, you know, they basically said, the DOJ said that nobody, the DOJ said that they're not going to invoke executive privilege. So none of those people can push I don't think there's a way to really push against being called in. I think you got to kind of go.
Otherwise
you could be arrested.
Yeah, if you were like a person with a spine and like a crowd of angry people broke into a building chanting that they wanted to kill you personally, you would think you would want to be say things that would help get those people put into prison, right?
Yeah, you would think. You would think. Right? But like maybe your brother like you is were, like, maybe you should die. I don't know.
Like if you were in Jesus Christ. Well, we don't need to investigate that. The attempted murder of your brother, you mean? Yeah, no, I don't want that investigated. Okay. Just so we're clear, they were trying to kill your brother Mike. Yeah, correct. I don't want that investigated.
Yeah, again, how do you sit across from this guy at Thanksgiving? Hey, can you pass me the gravy? No, you fucker. You were cool with me being murdered. I'm not passing the gravy. How about I throw it in your face? You ass.
If people broke into your workplace chanting, kill Jay, kill Jay, would you want that looked into, you think?
Nah,
you
think it's probably overblown.
You think you might want, I don't know, some investigations to take place about that? I don't know. Maybe I'm weird.
I mean, one could argue. Like, what a fucking pussy you are. Oh, you're sad that they tried to murder you at work, you fucking cuck. What's wrong with you? Man up. Like, what?
Take one for the team.
Just let us murder you, bro. Stop being a coward. No, like, there is no...
Let these lunatics murder you.
There is... Like, why won't you let me murder you, Mike? Jeez. There's no level...
For the greater good.
There's no level of, like, knifing Trump in the back I wouldn't do. If his psycho supporters were like, I'm going to murder that guy on national television, like chanting it, breaking into a building, trying to kill me and my family, by the way, because his family was there too. They would have murdered them too. I'd be like, look, you got a notepad? Let's go start in day one. Let me tell you all the corruption this guy did. I'd dime him out 100%. And then I would go into hiding.
You're like, oh, I mean, they didn't really mean it. They were chanting, hang Mike Pence, but they didn't really mean it. Like, they set up a gallows.
They really meant it. They really fucking meant it. That would be.
If they would have got a hold of him, he'd be dead. How different would that be, by the way? If they would have got a hold of the vice president of the United States and hung him, what's the story then? Do we still have Fox News going, well, I mean, this is all overblown.
I mean, it's clearly Antifa. Do you want to investigate it? No. No. Mike Pence hung himself. He felt sad. He brought some friends to help him up.
He was depressed because he wasn't enough of a patriot to overturn the election, something he actually couldn't do. And in his depression, he committed suicide.
via hanging, but also shotgunning. Because he's a real man. Like, it's crazy to me. Like, Brad had, posited that same theory. Like, I don't think anything would have changed. I think they would still be like, nah, it's fine. I think if they would have killed Mike Pence, I'm not sure that you wouldn't see people like Tucker Carlson and stuff like that being like, were these really conservatives? Like, I think they would. I think they would still do it.
That's the question, though. What line do they go? Do they go, these were not real conservatives? Do they go with the No True Scotsman? Or do they go, well, he had it coming.
Honestly, I think it's a bit of both. I think it's a bit of both. Look what Hannity's doing with COVID. COVID is a very serious thing, and we need to take it seriously. Take it seriously. And it's also not a big deal. And Mexicans are coming over and bringing COVID, and we got to look out for it. Is it not a big deal?
Yeah. Also, it's not. Also, you should not take the vaccine that you should totally take. Like, if you do nothing but watch Fox News all day, how confused must you be right now?
Yeah, I think it's mostly because people only watch like the night shows. They don't really watch the midday news shows. Like, it's crazy.
Even they've turned their heel though, right? Like,
they're crisis actors now. Like, they're crisis actors,
right? Somebody got through to Sean Hannity, be like, you should probably tell people to take the vaccine because we're not going to have any more Republicans left if this keeps going like this.
But I think that genie's too far out of the bottle. I do.
Yeah.
I don't think, with 31% of Republicans saying they're not going to take the vaccine, I don't think it's quite that high. I think people like to say shit and then like, all right, well, I mean, here comes the Lambda variant. Fuck that. But I think you're going to see, I think 20% is probably true, like that are just not going to do it. So like, incidentally, I was talking to my brother-in-law this past weekend, and he was saying that, because we have family that's in Missouri, and he was saying that he saw like a news report that people in Missouri, because it's like one of the worst vaccination states in the country. They are literally going to doctors. People are going to doctors in like disguises and be like, please don't tell my family I'm getting vaccinated. That's fucking crazy.
Like with the Groucho Marx nose and glasses, right, and mustache.
No.
I'm just here for a little shot. I'm certainly not Bill Johnson, who works.
But give me the vaccine anyway. Yeah, who knows? Yeah, like you have to pretend that you're somebody else so that you can get vaccinated and so that your friends and family.
Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. Just get it.
Look, again, you can call it the Trump vaccine. Doesn't bother me. I don't give a shit. Call it whatever you want.
Yeah.
You can call it, like big dick pills. I don't care. Like, hook it to my veins.
Literally, if I worked at like Pfizer or Moderna, I would put out the same vaccine rebranded as like the Trump Patriot Freedom vaccine, and you can pay one of these fucking losers in the Trump family to promote it for you, right? Like, they're all whores. You could get Don Jr. or Eric, right?
Yep.
Like, yeah, get the Trump MAGA freedom vaccine. This is not like the one that the liberals are taking. This one's better, right? But just put the same shit out.
Yep.
Oh, don't worry. It'll make you a little sick. You know, but yeah, you'll be all right. You'll be good. Yeah.
That's just the liberalism leaving your body.
Liberal. Never. I wish I never met Donald Trump. Have you tried my new horse dick pills? You can get them at Tractor Supply. 1-800
Also,
InfoWars.
The MAGA Freedom vaccine. Also, you charge for it.
Oh, 100%.
People don't trust it. People don't trust it because it's free.
Yep, absolutely. Nope, $100. Yeah. $100.
Yep. Put it. No, this is this is the good stuff. Only special people get this. It's $100. Oh, yep. Also, we pay cash for gold. Also, buy this Iranian currency. No, it's Iraqi dinar. That's what it was.
Iraqi
dinar. Buy this Iraqi dinar. It's my favorite scam.
You too can buy all these Zimbabwe dollars on Amazon for 50 cents. Next up, I don't care about this. Rudy Giuliani says he's close to broke. He's willing to go to jail even though he's innocent. Okay, sure. Fuck it. Rudy Giuliani can die in prison. I don't give a shit.
He's willing to do that, and all of the people who came after him are going to go to hell, he says.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, I don't believe in hell, buddy, so you could definitely go to prison.
You get to go to prison now, and you can have your rewards in the afterlife or whatever.
Sure.
But you go to prison right now.
How about Trump goes to prison, too? See if he's cool with, since he's religious, see if he's cool with taking that same deal. That guy believes in fucking money. He don't in hookers. He don't believe in anything else. This week in stupid, Rob Blagojevich, he's back in the news for some reason. He's fighting to overturn his ban on running for office, saying, quote, "It's a voting rights violation." What? Quote, "I do feel like it's a violation of not only my right, but the right of people to elect who they want to elect, to choose whoever they want to choose, vote for or vote against whoever they want to vote for or against. It's a voting rights issue."
Who the fuck is going to vote for Rob Blagojevich?
Me. I want to vote for Rob Blagojevich. Does he still have the silver hair? Right? When he got out of jail, it was like super gray. Like, I'm voting for that guy.
Yeah. Remember when Trump pardoned him, thinking like liberals were going to be like, hell yeah. Thanks for that, for doing us that favor.
You were like, why the fuck is Rob Blagojevich getting out of jail?
Let's all vote for Trump now for letting our hero, Rob Blagojevich, out of jail.
Like, people didn't even give a fuck. They were like, oh, all right, that's fine, whatever.
Yeah, but like, what's he going to run for and win?
What, mayor of fucking Chicago, or mayor of Chicago?
Democrats aren't voting for him. And you think conservatives are going to, like, he's a fucking liberal.
Is he? Is he still a liberal?
I don't know. Is he gonna totally change gears and go full MAGA?
Oh, I feel like he does, right? I feel like he does. Absolutely.
I've seen the light.
No, I feel like he absolutely, I feel like old Rod Blagojevich goes full MAGA.
That's the only way.
He actually dyes his hair red with white lettering to say MAGA on it. Like, that feels correct to me. That guy was a governor of a state, a real state. That's crazy.
Yeah. Not one of those bullshit ones, like an actual one.
Yeah, like one people live in. I just wrote this down. Look, I'm just going to be a petty asshole for a bit. Don't mind me. Tad Cogglesworth, what's his name?
Tad Cadworth is what you call
him. Yes, Tad Cadworth. He don't write so good. That guy writes like a fucking 3-year-old. Apparently, somebody was like,
he writes like a psychopath is what he writes.
He'd be better off taking letters out of a newspaper randomly and putting them on a piece. Somebody said that was because we were making fun of his disability. What disability stops him from writing properly?
I mean,
he's in a wheelchair.
Right. He is a paraplegic. So I don't know. I mean, there's a chance he could have had some brain damage or something, but
no, that's clear. But what does that have to do with this story?
But also, yeah, he writes like a fucking psycho. Like, I don't. I have terrible handwriting, but his makes mine look great.
Madison, what is it? Madison Cawthorn?
Madison Cawthorn.
Madison Cawthorn.
Vote for me. I like Nazis.
Yeah, that guy's a fucking wheelchair bound Hitler fucking fan. I think what's worse than him, than his writing, is that video of him punching that tree, which is the lamest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Look, I'll make fun of this guy. He's a fucking Nazi. I don't think you have to be nice to Nazis. Fuck that guy. I went to see the Fuhrer's nest. It was great. Yeah, whatever. They should push you down a flight of fucking stairs. Fuck you.
You want to see that stuff, you don't call him the Fuhrer.
Yeah, it sounds like you really like the guy. Like,
kind of seems like it, yeah.
Well, he had those pictures of him, like, with his other Nazi-looking friends. He's got, like, statues of, like, Julius Caesar and all this, like, really weird Roman shit in his house. I'm like, wow, you're a Nazi, dude. Like, you really are into this shit.
Raging white supremacist. I, that is one of the elections I'm genuinely sad to have lost, because Mo Davis is such a wonderful psychopath. Like, he's a maniac, an absolute lunatic, but I love him. I love Mo Davis. Me and my Nazi cozy opponent.
I mean, he is. Look, I will say what will get people in trouble, and I'll say it. He won mostly because he's in a wheelchair, right? Like, let's get real. This guy has...
No, it's a conservative district.
No, I understand that. But what I'm saying is there is a lot of people
Republicans
supporting...
Whoever was going to have
a good
advantage there. But yeah.
But a lot of his advantage and why people won't go after him is because he's in a fucking wheelchair. Right? Like, and look, it is what it is. I don't think you should make fun of the fact that he's in a wheelchair. Though I would say that guy is a piece of shit, considering that his wild antics got him put in that wheelchair, and then his friend helped him out of the car and, you know, saved his life, and then he turned on his friend. Fuck you, dude. Wow, you're a piece of shit. Like,
it
he's
is,
an
it
asshole.
Is kind of, it is kind of different when he got himself paralyzed from being an idiot and not, like, born with something he couldn't affect. So.
Right, he didn't lose his legs in a fucking helicopter accident defending freedom like Tammy Duckworth. No, he lost it for binge drinking and you know, getting into a car accident. Look, and that doesn't mean you make fun of the guy for being in a wheelchair. I'm making fun of him because he's a fucking Nazi. That's his problem. He is a wheelchair-bound Nazi. He's in a chair, but he's a Nazi. And I just find it ironic that he thinks that the Nazis wouldn't throw him on a fucking pile and move on. Feel like you didn't read enough about Nazis. Fuck that guy. And he's also like a sexual predator too. I'm sure he also used the fact, oh, I'm in a wheelchair, I didn't mean to grab her ass. Yeah, you did. Fuck that guy, dude. Fuck Tad Cosworth or whatever his name is. He's an asshole and he should be turfed out too. But he also writes like a 3-year-old. Just saying. I don't know if maybe he has brain damage from his car accident. I mean, that's not something to make fun of. Ish. So I just don't care. I don't care. And I don't think I get tired of like people like him would basically advocate for the murder of just innocent people with his fucking Nazi mentality, but we shouldn't say anything about his shittiness because he's in a wheelchair. No, fuck that. You don't have to stoop to the like, you're in a wheelchair. You don't have to stoop to that level, but you can also say fuck that guy for everything else. Like, no.
Sure.
Fuck him. It's like what's her face? Caitlyn Jenner. You don't make fun of her for being trans. You make fun of her because she fucking sucks in everything else. like yeah. She's an asshole.
You know what I did not realize until this year is that Caitlyn Jenner only has one gold medal.
That's not true.
Just the one. I had just assumed, right? That to get that hero status, right, that she enjoyed in her youth, I had assumed that there was like some grand sweep at the Olympics.
Oh, really? Holy shit, it is one.
A single medal.
I thought she had a bunch of gold medals.
No, yeah, I thought so too. I thought that you had to be like a incredible to get like the Wheaties box and all.
Oh, it's because she was a decathlon champion. And it's
who
like
whoever gives a fuck about the decathlon though.
Well, you got to do like 55 things. Don't you got to like ride a horse, punch a guy, run, swim, shoot an arrow? I don't know. There's like a lot of things you got to do to be a decathlon decathlete, right? Wait. Oh, okay. Never mind. I read that title wrong. I was like, Bruce Jenner was not 40 years old in 76. That's crazy. Yeah, that's really funny. I just assumed that she had a bunch of medals.
Right? Yeah, I assumed that too. Just based on like the legend of Bruce Jenner, right? I just assumed. But no. Nope.
All right.
Isn't that weird?
That's very weird. Now I'm more upset with Caitlyn Jenner than I've ever been.
Why is like they seriously held Bruce Jenner up higher than they ever held up Carl Lewis.
Yeah, that's true.
Carl Lewis won gold at 4 consecutive Olympics in the same event.
It's because I believe Carl Lewis admitted to some sort of drugs.
No, it's because he's black.
Well, I mean, yes, that's also a part of it. God damn it. Yeah, I know that. Was Carl Lewis black? I hadn't heard.
Yeah. Carl Lewis.
Oh, no. Okay. No, I'm thinking black. of Michael Johnson.
Yeah. How dare you besmirch the good name of Carl Lewis? Carl Lewis has done one thing bad ever, and that is sing the national anthem.
Oof.
Carl Lewis is one of the best athletes of all time.
Was it Michael Johnson was like crazy good, but he was like, he was like,
yeah, you take that. You edit that out of the show.
I will not. Holy shit. Michael Johnson died. Wow. I didn't know.
Really?
That. 2017. Wow. Probably because of drugs.
We were all kind of busy in 2017. We missed that one.
Damn. They killed Michael Johnson. The deep state killed Michael Johnson.
You know who's still alive? Carl Lewis.
That's right. And Caitlyn Jenner.
Carl Lewis. Yeah, unfortunately. Carl Lewis with 9 Olympic gold medals.
Damn, he died in 2017? That's fucked up.
That's weird. How did I not hear about that? Carl Lewis is
Wait,
one of only
no, he
six
didn't.
Olympic athletes.
No, he's not dead. Gold.
Oh, he's not?
No, it's
why
a di-
you, why are you making me feel bad?
There's a different Michael Johnson who died. Oh, Michael Johnson the singer. I see. Well, way to go.
Who is Michael Johnson the singer?
He sung such songs as I'm Dead. Bluer Than Blue. Give Me Wings. I don't know. I don't know who this is.
I don't know who that is.
This white Michael Johnson is way less interesting than black Michael Johnson.
Yeah. Okay. I forget that. Anyways, Carl Lewis, one of only 6 Olympic athletes to win a gold medal in the same individual event in 4 consecutive Olympic Games. Carl Lewis should be the American hero is the point that I am making.
Oh, so Carl Lewis a cisgendered male should be the hero and not Caitlyn Jenner. Got it. I see your bigotry. Thank you. Congratulations.
Correct. That's what that is.
Mm.
That's exactly what I'm saying. You read my point perfectly.
I fucking knew
it. And here's the thing. Carl Lewis, even though he did maybe the worst rendition of the national anthem ever sung, I think if he wants to do it again, they let him. Because you're such a hero, we will let you try again, and we'll pretend it was good at the end.
No, we will not allow that.
Have you ever heard Carl Lewis sing the national
anthem? I haven't, and I don't want to.
Go do it.
Carl Lewis is really good at running, and that's all he needs
to do. Go do it. Let's close the show. Let's be patriots. We're going to close the show with the playing of the national anthem. Please go get Carl Lewis singing the national anthem. All rise.
Wow.
For the playing of the national anthem as sung by Olympic hero Carl Lewis.
Hold on. All right, hold on. I'm fast forwarding because this is gonna be some fucking fucked up shit. Making fun of this black man. All right, here we go.
All right, are we all ready?
Oh, I'm ready. I've never heard this.
Oh, say can you see? And the rockets, red flag. I'll make up for it now.
Oh,
the
my
land
God.
Of the free.
Oh. There you go. Yeah, drop down. Good job.
Sarge National Anthem.
Oh, man. They're just dogging this man out on fucking ESPN. Good Lord. That is the worst thing I've ever heard. That might be worse than Roseanne Barr's, actually.
No, I mean, he at least started good.
He was doing too many. Like, that run was a little too long. Like, all right, you got to relax. Because if you can't bring it, like, don't do that. Don't do that. That's like me singing in the shower and thinking I'm ready for fucking prime time. Oh.
But anyways, my point was, he is such a hero that we should let him try again.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I would rather, and I will end the show on this note. I think I would rather hear Michael Flatley try to do our national anthem. Our national anthem. Than Carl Lewis try it again. All right, that's it for us. Any final words?
No. No, I don't have any. All right. But it's fun to do the show again. I have missed this.
All right. It was fine. It was fine having you back. It was fine. It's fine. It wasn't my favorite thing, but it's fine. What a shitty response to someone. Oh, did you enjoy being back? Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was okay.
I mean, like, whatever. I mean, it's like...
Not the worst way I ever spent 2 hours, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the best. The best. Not the worst. No, it's good having you back, man. It's good having you back. All right, that's it for us. We will see you guys next week.
Later.